I'm joined in studio now by one of our wonderful producers, Bruce.
Good morning.
How are we?
I'm very well.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm excited about this one.
I'm glad.
I think that this is really interesting because I didn't realize how many things were created by accident.
Yeah, you'd sort of like associate great discoveries with like good qualities, like perseverance,
courage,
intelligence, courage,
yeah,
you know, working hard.
Sometimes not just a total mistake.
And dumb luck, yeah, you know. But yeah, so actually I have to thank my friend, the fantabulous London Purvis, who was actually the inspiration behind this segment.
London.
Yes.
London, you bloody legend.
It's a great name.
It's a great name. Mm-hmm. And she sounds like a great gal.
Yeah, she's a nice person.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. So she's inspired this segment.
That's right.
And what have we come up with? What have we found that was created by accident?
Well, do you like potato chips?
I love potatoes in any form.
Well, then you like spite.
What?
Yeah, that's right. So the potato chip was invented out of spite. It was invented in 1853 by George Crumb, who was a chef at the Moon Lake Lodge Resort in Saratoga Springs, New York, USA.
Okay.
So it was a place where, you know, French fries were incredibly popular. But one day, a diner was not happy with the French fries. He was complaining that they were too thick.
Oh.
So basically just created this back and forth. He would say, it's too thick, would go to the chef. He'd slice them thinner. They'd go to the patron. Too thick.
Oh my gosh.
So he would just keep doing this to the point where the chef just like got so frustrated and was like, you know, F this guy. So he just like sliced the chip like impossibly thin, deep fried it, just like covered in salt, drenched. He's like, here you go. And the guy's like, this is amazing. And that's how it was invented.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Mm-hmm. So moral is sometimes spite works.
Yeah. I'm sure he got his chips spat in a few times from sending it back to the kitchen.
Yeah.
But that is, see, pettiness. Pettiness,
yes,
works.
Pettiness.
Okay. Potato chips.
Yeah.
I love potato chips, but what have we got next?
Okay. So, I mean, food. Food is always great. So the next one is the chocolate chip cookie.
Oh.
Yeah.
There are few things in life better than a warm chocolate chip cookie.
So Ruth Wakefield is the one that we can thank. The whole human race can thank Ruth Wakefield.
Thank you, Ruth.
Yeah. So she invented the chocolate chip cookie in 1938 in Massachusetts. So the legend is, it's a legend because, you know, when something's amazing, you call it a legend.
Yeah.
So it was that she was basically just trying to make a chocolate cookie.
Yeah.
So she thought, I'll throw in these little chips of chocolate into the batter, cook them, they'll melt through.
It'll be delicious.
She was right. I mean, it wasn't exactly what she was going for, but, you know, she ended up inventing
the chocolate
chip cookie.
I can't believe that wasn't invented until 1938.
Yeah, it's a little surprising, isn't it?
You think
it
would have been very recent.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for anyone pre-1938 who didn't get to enjoy chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, right?
That's a great tragedy in this world.
Oh, well, I guess, I mean, just before the Second World War, you get a little taste and then...
Yeah, and then... Yeah. But, you know, they got through.
Yeah, yeah.
Some could say because of the chocolate
silver
chip
lining,
cookies.
I don't know. But she's also credited as the inventor of the love handle.
Oh, I can see why there. Yep. I
can attest to that.
Yeah, let's blame just chocolate chip.
Yes, there's I have no other vices.
No other vices, yeah. Except maybe the potato chips we talked about before.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. All right. So now we've got something a little bit different.
Yeah, moving a little bit forward in time. I didn't really realize there was like a chronology to this, but
there is
actually, yeah. So in 1945, so before the war, after the war, 1945 brought the end of the Second World War, but it also brought us the invention of the microwave. So Percy Spencer was a self-taught engineer in Howland, Maine, at one of the universities.
Okay.
He was working on some radar technology, and one day, when he was just sort of walking through, he just sort of felt something warm in his pocket, and he noticed that his candy bar was melting.
What?
And so he basically just was trying to figure out exactly why this happened and realized that the microwaves from the radar was what caused it. So, yeah, so he basically harnessed that and invented the microwave. The first thing he cooked was popcorn, and then the second
was
an egg, which exploded into the face of the experimenter. Yeah.
I love that this guy was just carrying a chocolate bar in his pocket.
That's, yeah, right?
That's, I mean, I guess serendipitous and genius.
It is.
The moral of this story is eat terribly and you will accidentally create something amazing.
Things. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, but with the microwave, you know, it comes all kinds of microwavable foods.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever tried one of those microwavable cheeseburgers?
I've never been brave enough. Have you?
Man, like, have you ever heard that saying, like, you invent the car, you invent the car crash? It's like, microwave cheeseburgers are the car crash of microwavables.
I must agree there.
They're horrendous.
Are they?
Yeah, they're
horrendous. They don't look great. I can do a good lean cuisine.
Yeah, me too.
I can enjoy a good lean cuisine, mm-hmm. or like a Weight Watchers meal.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, because you feel like you're eating exactly as little calories as possible.
Yeah, I usually eat two.
Yeah.
One's not enough.
You look at it, it looks nothing like the box.
Have you ever seen like a real portion of pasta? Like an actual portion is.
No.
It's like smaller than a handful. Like it's ridiculous.
No.
So like,
if
yeah.
Who does that? No.
Yeah, no one does that.
No.
So yeah, we're That's all overeating pasta and overcooking pasta. I always make too much.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes. Because it gets so much bigger when you cook it.
Yeah.
But that's good because I'm the type of person because I'm practically in a lot of ways, from the 50s, but not
okay.
really. This is a bad analogy. It was a terrible analogy. I like to my family always overcooks, mm-hmm. always over caters. My mum is like, oh, cool. We've got 6 people coming for dinner. Let's cook for 26. So whenever I cook pasta, I love to cook more
mm-hmm.
because then you freeze it and you've got a microwave meal later on.
I had no idea you could freeze pasta for so long.
Oh my God.
My dad, he put me onto that.
It's so good. Mm-hmm. I had a frozen spaghetti bolognese last night
it's
for dinner.
So good.
See, we've tied back into the microwave.
Yeah, it's all coming back.
It's good.
It's all full
great.
Circle.
So we've got one more to explore this morning.
So this is perhaps the most famous, but you know, I couldn't really leave it out.
Okay.
It was the discovery of the antibiotic, or originally penicillin, by Dr. Alexander Fleming.
I did not know that this was an accident.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay. All right. So it was discovered in 1928. So the story goes that Alexander Fleming was a doctor, bacteriologist.
Cool.
He returned from a summer vacation
oh.
and he found his messy lab bench and a great deal more, apparently. Like, we have this idea of scientists being, like, fastidious and responsible, but
yeah.
luckily he was, like, a bit of a slob. So, maybe there was just no OH&S at the time, but he came back from vacation and he discovered mold on one of his petri dishes and that he noticed that it was inhibiting the growth of the bacteria.
Oh.
And then he sort of just developed
penicillin,
which, you know, has saved the lives of millions.
Oh, what?
Throughout history.
So, eat bad food.
Mm-hmm.
And be a slob.
Basically.
And it will lead to greatness.
Yeah.
That's what I'm taking away from this.
Me too.
This is amazing. What would be your favorite of those? What would be your favorite accidental invention?
My favorite? I think probably the potato chip.
Yeah.
Because of the spite.
I was going to say the exact same thing. I'm not ashamed to be a petty person every now and then.
It's really easy to be like black and white about spite.
Yeah.
You know, spite gets a bad rap these days.
Yeah, absolutely.
And sometimes it's good for stuff.
Yeah, it's very cathartic to
be
spiteful and petty sometimes. Yeah. It's good for the soul sometimes to just do horrible things just for the hell of it.
My ex would disagree, but yeah.
My sister would disagree. I do horribly petty and spiteful things to my
younger
sister.
Yeah, I can be quite small sometimes.
Yeah, and I don't care about it. She used to leave straws all around the house. She's the only one in the house that drinks anything out of a straw.
Mm-hmm.
So I went into the cupboard and I licked every single straw and put them back, and now I get a sick satisfaction.
That is spiteful.
Yeah, really spiteful. Really She's spiteful. A germaphobe. So when she was younger, if she would, you know, steal my socks and I'm talking not that much younger. This is like three years ago, not even. So I'd go take naked naps in her bed because I knew that it would annoy her. And that's something that only I needed to know.
Yeah.
But
so if you can hold this above her, like, she doesn't know still.
Yeah, she knows now because someone told her. But yeah, I do. And like, she's the only one who drinks full strength Coke in my house. So I'd always take a swig and spit it back in. And like, I'm a terrible person. And I'm so
gross.
Petty. And I'm fine. Maybe I will invent something amazing.
I'm a bit
amazing.
Of a germaphobe.
You're just like cringing right
now.
Yeah,
I'm not good with the sharing of
she
drinks and stuff.
She got us back in a brilliant way. For months, she started moving all the furniture in the house, just really minutely for weeks. And eventually we're like, why am I running into the couch? Ouch.
That's
so annoying. And she was like, I did it. And I was like, that's all right. I've napped in your bed naked twice this week. It's fine.
You got it back.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, I digress. I digress so quickly there.
Oh, me too.
I loved all of those accidental discoveries. Bruce, great job. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.